Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Angela?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
All right, this is Mr. John Van Lendingham.
It certainly is.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. Well, I wanted to talk to you today about a TH quality call that was sent to me. And, of course, I could send it to you if you want to listen to it later. It's not a complicated issue, but what happened was, and I'll just kind of jump into it, is that a customer called in to cancel. You mentioned what the order was and explained the terms. You did attempt to retain him, but he declined, and he requested a refund. So at that time, you offered $49 back to the customer, but after you provided the cancellation ID, he was still not satisfied. So he said, so basically I got ripped off for a watch and you guys are crooked. So with that being said, you have a nice day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he said that, you then closed the call. Okay, sir. Well, thank you again for calling customer support. You have a great day, right? Well, on the script, it says if they are still not happy, refund them in full. So if you get to that point and you have that customer who you offered $49, you gave the cancellation ID to, and he says, so basically I got ripped off for a watch and you guys are crooked. So with that being said, you have a nice day. Go ahead and address that issue. Say, well, sir, you know, we don't want you to feel that way. We do want to take care of you. Look, we'll go ahead and give you a full refund for this one, and we are going to make sure that you're canceled so nothing else is charged to you. Just go ahead and go up to that next step. Because, you know, they don't even have to threaten for a full refund on TH quality. And, you know, that statement definitely fit the criteria of a customer not being happy, correct?
Oh, yes, sir, it does. Let me go back and take a look at that because I learned by visual.
Yes, I'm going to send you the link to that account.
Okay.
And you might remember this customer. And if not, I can, of course, send you the audio file.
I remember the call. What I was saying is I'm going to go. I remember that call. I got a good old memory. But I was saying on the on the script. So, you know, once I read it, it'll stick with me. I'll just say I'm going to go to the script page when it says that the customer is not completely satisfied, which I'm pretty sure I've heard that somewhere in the past. I know y'all tell me that. But if they make the slightest, like, I'm still angry with this 50% off before they go ahead and refund it. That's what you're saying.
That is correct. And I tell you what I found on here, which it may have been the issue. If you see on mine that I'm going to send you this picture, that the refund policy kind of starts and it kind of disconnects on another page. You see, if you look at what I just said, you see how there's like a line in between the pages for that. If they are still not happy, refund them in full. It's like the start of the next page.
I see that.
So maybe that's what it was. So really, I'm going to take another picture here just so we're on the same page. Really, this all goes together. I'm going to send you the full thing here. And this is directly off the little TH quality pop-out script that comes out.
Yeah, the pop-up script. Okay. Temporary refund protocol. That's what I was referring to. Take a look at that. If they're still not happy, refund them in full. If there are multiple charges, offer them to the last three. If they have four charges, as they mentioned, they have multiple charges. Never mention how many. The customer asks for the rep. How many charges they see, the rep should be honest about how many there are. Okay.
So, and you know, and I can kind of see how that was kind of disconnected from the start of it. So it does. Sometimes when we're looking at things, we don't automatically connect one to the other if it doesn't look fluidly, especially if you're in the middle of a conversation. So.
Yeah, I didn't know that the pop-up script went that far down. I honestly didn't know it was the second page to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. So just, you know, now that you're aware, we're all aware.
Okay.
You're good to go.
Pull up script from my side. Okay. Yeah. Fitness watch. They have also issues with the fitness watch. Do you do tagline?
I do, and to be honest with you, I've had about two or three calls with them, and the call I had this morning, I actually had to call Vince over to me to kind of give me a little guidance on that. Mm-hmm. So if you have any real tagline issues, I would contact Vince first just to make sure. What is the question? It's possible.
Well, the guy
I
called, and he wanted to place the order. He hadn't actually completed the order. He wanted to place the order, but he did not want the lifetime warranty because it came with a year warranty. And he was saying that it doesn't give you the option to decline the year warranty. I mean, the lifetime warranty for $19.99. And I was like, I thought it does, you know, give you that option. And he said, okay, well, if I guess go ahead and place the order, can I call back and you guys just remove it? I'll take a chance on that. So I told them, sure.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be correct for what I know here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I believe it would be, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. But I thought they give them the option. Maybe he was just overlooking it. And I had another call, so I know this is fresh to you, but I need to hit Vince up on it because when you're in the middle of it, you don't want to sound like you don't know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah,
I had
exactly.
But with the refund, this is simple. I do not know how to refund on Tagline website. I do not know how to refund.
Okay,
on
so
there.
I can actually help you with that one. Let me pull up my Tagline.
Let me see if I can find one in here.
I'm just going to send you the little snapshots.
Okay, great. That's better. Yeah, send it to me.
So,
because I Google Doc refunds on Tagline because I don't know where to go. The guy this morning, he tried to call in. He tried to be slick and was like, well, y'all didn't send me instructions. I just want to send it back. And so I gave him a few options to get a discount on there. And he was like, I just want to send it back. So when he seen that, you know, I told him that they were non-returnable because of the pandemic. And well, he was like, well, if that's the case, you should just give me my money and let me keep it. So I said, let me see if I can get your approval to return it, because it does say that on the script. So I told him, you can go ahead and send it back. Then he was like, no, just give me the 50%. He was going to see if he could get away with it, having it for free. So I offered him 50% refund on there, but I didn't know where to go to click refund. So I told him it'd take 24 hours before he'd see an email and just Google Docked it, because it takes about 24 hours before they refund it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you a series of pictures.
Okay.
And then I'll kind of explain it after I send it to you.
All right.
And this is the guy that I actually had to refund earlier. So.
All right. I have your pictures here.
I got one more. Okay. So on the first one, that's you see where the red arrow clicks to the order.
Mm-hmm.
So first we want to open that order, and that'll pull us up to my second page.
Okay.
And you'll see that I've highlighted that red box that says refund and put an arrow
okay.
to it.
Yes.
When we click that one, it pulls us to our third page, and
okay.
then that red box is where you enter the amount to be refunded.
Okay. So.
And then you can just press refund.
All right. Well, I'll just save this in here in our conversation.
We're
just going to stay here in our conversation. So you click that little order. Then at the top, you're going to see a refund box. And then it opens up a box where you put the amount in there and submit it. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's actually kind of easy once you know where to go.
Right.
I don't know why they, you know, it's almost like they try to hide that little refund button up there. So I get it.
Yeah. Vince did go over it with us, but you know, it was you don't get these calls all the time, so it kind of leaves you, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, this is the second call I had earlier, and that's the customer. That's why I remembered his name. But, yeah, I had to get him to come over and, and verify that I was doing everything correctly. So,
right.
You know, I get it.
It's, that's the luxury of being in-house.
They normally just, yeah.
All right. Well, I got
you. Do you have any further questions?
No, I just like to go over my lesson before you go. When they're still upset with the 50% refund, they say something negative about that before they leave the line. Then you go ahead and clean it up and say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and make sure you get no more future shipments and charges and refund this account in full.
That is correct.
All right. All right, Mr. Van Landingham. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we thank you again for calling customer support. Can you hear me, Brandon, the call? Yes, you know we've been doing this too long. We've been doing it way too long.
I've handled customers on the phone. They do it too, and then before they get off the phone, they might even brand the call. They brand my call. I'm like, oh my goodness. It's really got you, ma'am. You call me and you branded the call. All right. Well, all right, John. See you next time whenever I get a chance to see you again. Thanks.
Yes. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Angela, for your time.
You're welcome. All right. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.